With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. While the farm economy seems to have stabilized in the Midwest and Northern Plains, it weakened in the rest of the U.S. this fall. Producers are dealing with high costs and lower commodity prices. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book says agricultural activity was flat to down modestly, with some crop prices remaining unprofitably low. Farmers in parts of the Southern District of Atlanta are having a hard time. Farmers in South Georgia and parts of Florida noted significant damage and losses resulting from Hurricane Helene. Chicago's 7th District farmers had stable farm income expectations despite above-average harvest projections. The 8th District of St. Louis notes that while agricultural production has been stable, overall sector conditions have weakened. 9th District, Minneapolis conditions remain stable at lower levels. Contacts in the 11th District around Dallas continued reporting tough financial conditions, and Kansas City's 10th District says activity in the ag sector continued to decline. Sustainable aviation fuel could emerge as the next big opportunity for substantial growth in U.S. biofuel production with proper market and regulatory incentives. Agricultural feedstocks could play a leading role in the supply chain for domestic SAF production. However, any meaningful growth opportunities will be largely dependent on favorable policies and adequate incentives for farmers and the wider biofuels industry. CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says the guidance on the 45Z tax credit will be a determining factor for the extent of agriculture's role in SAF production. Jackie Fatka, an economist with CoBank, says that farmers are hopeful the new guidance will offer more flexibility than the 40B guidance did in setting on-farm conservation practices required to be eligible for the credit. Farmers want to be able to deploy on-farm conservation practices that are applicable to their individual operations. She also says biofuel producers won't expand until the new guidance gets published. The 2022 Census of Agriculture showed about 40% of American farmers worked 200 or more days off the farm in 2022. The majority, 93% of the 3,078 U.S. counties for which data was reported, had at least 30% of producers working 200 or more days off the farm. Further, 83 counties had at least 50% of the producers working off the farm for 200 days or more. For farms with at least two producers, 41% of those worked off-farm for 200 days or more. In comparison, 35% of producers on farms with only one producer did so. Off-farm work is a significant source of income for most farm households and can additionally provide health and retirement benefits. The Agricultural Resource Management Survey data says over half of family farms were not profitable in 2022, and 84% of farms earned at least half of their income off the farm. Advances in crop production and preservation are poised for a new location as the USDA's Agricultural Research Service broke ground for a modernized facility. The new structure will consolidate all the labs that are currently located at the University of California, Davis. The Agricultural Research and Technology Center is a cutting-edge facility that will include customized laboratories, greenhouses, and capacity for scientists as part of the ARS's ongoing efforts to mitigate climate change, water scarcity, emerging pests, and increasing global need in support of a resilient agricultural production system. The two-story, 59,000-square-foot facility will house four ARS research units. Collectively, the units will improve the health, sustainability, and profitability of agricultural production and natural resources in California as well as the western United States. The building will be a nexus for scientists to investigate plant diseases, plant genetic resources, soil health, and a number of other areas driven by long-term agricultural research. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.